You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today, on a special bonus episode of Support for This Podcast.
As you know, I'm a social media purist. Mm. I miss the moments where it was just a photo, one still photo. And even now, they have there's so many options.
Mm.
The app itself is getting watered down, where you can post more than one photo.
Founder of the LaterGram hashtag and breakaway star of season one of Support for This Podcast, Spencer Temple returns to the studio. We'll catch up with Spencer and find out about his latest interests, including his newfound love of political needlepoint.
And so I kind of picked up needlepoint, and because of the current political climate, I said, wouldn't this be a wonderful way to re-channel phone energy, creative energy, and wanting to say something energy into this medium of needlepoint. So I started to make these gifts for people.
Join us, won't you? I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca, and this is Support for This Podcast.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
We're back for a very special episode. We're here with Spencer Temple. We're honored to have you, as you were in one of our top six most listened to episodes of season one.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow, it's really great to see you. It's been almost a year now, I think.
Yes, yeah. A lot has happened. And I'm really happy to be back here in the studio.
Yeah, our listeners are just dying to know what you've been up to over this last year.
Great. Would you like me to tell? Are you asking me, or?
Well, yeah, it's an interview, so.
You'd like me to tell?
Sorry, that was so rude of me.
That's okay. Sometimes you and I get sassy when we're together.
We, stop. Okay, so just to refresh everyone, you created the hashtag LaterGram on Instagram, which was, it's a huge sensation. Lots of people use it. It disrupted how Instagram functions. So it's pretty extraordinary to have you on. We're really honored to have you here.
Thanks. I'm happy to be back. I would like to say that I have lots of other places to be, but things are kind of quiet right now. So I'm happy to be here. Thank you. It gives structure to my day.
Oh, absolutely. I love structure.
Me too.
I couldn't survive without it.
It's true. If I had somebody in the world that would show up in my apartment, and it's easier for me to exist in the world if someone else is making my schedule, I have a very, very hard time making the schedule for myself.
Sure. I stick to a pretty strict schedule, but sometimes if you share your life with someone, they can upend that in a way that you never predicted. Now, do you still see Becky? You had a phone call with Becky to make plans for brunch. Or
yes.
You had brunch.
We ended up going to brunch
that
day.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Bottomless mimosas, I remember you saying.
It was a boozy brunch. And I wish I could say I behaved myself. But yes, I do talk to Becky, not as much as we used to. She has been fostering this Pomeranian, and it's been taking up a lot of her time.
Oh.
Which I'm happy about. It's a really cute dog, and I do catch up with, I'm able to kind of keep tabs on Instagram of pictures of her and Rascal, the Pomeranian, and I'm happy for her.
It's a purebred rescue dog?
Yes. Oh. It is. It was adopted from a kind of bougie puppy mill in Red Hook. In Brooklyn, they have purebred. It's called strictly Pomeranians.org, and it's purebred Pomeranians that they rescue.
But something must be wrong with them, otherwise maybe they'd get a higher price for them.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I will have to ask Becky. I'm wondering, well, he does, this is the thing that I'm neglecting, because I look at him on the in these pictures and I'm so distracted by how beautiful his face is. I do neglect to mention that he only has three legs.
Oh.
So he's a handicapped Pomeranian, and he requires a lot of extra attention.
Does he have one of those wheels, or is he able to just kind of hop around with three? Because I see a lot of dogs on the street. They just have three legs, and they seem fine with it. I have a hard time.
You get worried, yeah. You think they're feeling those phantom pains in the limb that's not there.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he doesn't have the wheel. He is able to make do on his three legs. In my experience, not that I have much experience with dogs who are missing limbs, those are strictly reserved for dogs that are either missing both front legs or both back legs. And it would be, you know, I'm wondering if there's a sort of wheel situation, if there's one front leg and one back leg missing. I've never seen that.
It reminds me of that yoga exercise where you're
downward
on
dog.
All fours. Somewhat similar.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, when you're on all fours and they say lift your right arm and your left leg, that can be challenging.
Yes.
But
yeah.
I've been working on my core strength.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Now, have you created any new hashtags? Because obviously Latergram was such a huge hit. And you stumbled upon it. You didn't even, at the time, you didn't even realize what you were doing.
Yeah.
Has lightning struck?
Stricken, I think
struck?
It is.
Struck? Struck. Twice?
You know, it's funny. You can try. You can try to search. You can try to make something catch fire. But in my experience, you know, it's a lot like relationships. Where I find in the moments where I'm looking for something, I'm unable to find the thing. And the second that I stop looking, or the second that I stop trying, is the moment that something lands in my lap. So what I've been doing recently you okay?
Yes, sorry.
So what I've been doing recently is kind of taking up other hobbies. I've been working on kind of political needle points and things like that. I'm hoping that by the act of getting out of my own way enough, that something might organically happen like that again. So to say
halt
that
and
I'm
catch fire.
Yes, and become very hot. I'm hoping that.
What does halt? What does the halt have to do with it?
Halt.
Halt and catch fire. I guess I never understood. You know, that's a show on AMC.
Oh,
not anymore.
I don't have a television. What is it? Have you watched it?
Oh, it was about computers, the early days of computers. And I always thought the title was sexy, but I guess halt, stop, and catch fire.
Mm. If it was about computers, I wonder if it would be more funny to call it alt and catch fire.
The way your mind works, it just never ceases to amaze
me. I'm just a normal guy.
Yeah, right. Now, Have there been any social media posts lately that have taken your breath away? That's what I, as I recall, when you saw that almond milk latte, it took your breath away that you wanted to then memorialize it, take a picture of it to have it forever.
Yes.
Have you taken any pictures lately? Whether or not they're Latergrams, but anything that really you felt like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
To quote you, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow, whoa, 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 whoa. I haven't, there not nothing that I've posted. And I do want to talk about two things.
Mm.
The first thing is how I feel that videos and GIFs and boomerangs are destroying the art of Instagram. It's something that I'm noticing more and more of. I get really, really sucked into people's stories now. Now that Instagram is evolving, I get sucked into stories. I get sucked into tiny video clip posts and boomerangs and things like that. Whereas I miss, because as you know, I'm a social media purist.
Mm.
I miss the moments where it was just a photo, one still photo. And even now they have you there are so many options.
Mm.
The app itself is getting watered down, where you can post more than one photo.
Right.
I also have a frustration with the oversaturation of people posting about their fucking Christmas trees, or sorry, I just get very impassioned, or people posting about snow. You know, we live in New York City, and it's like, oh, goodness gracious. What happened to searching for the photo of the perfect latte foam art? The app itself and the content that people are posting has become so mundane and so, dare I say, hashtag basic, in my opinion, where I'm not interested unless it's something extraordinary.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by the new fast casual restaurant, Slow Poke. Slow Poke is fully aware that they're slow to the poke trend that has swept the nation and is bound to go the way of the cupcake. But Slow Poke is here to stay because they've revolutionized the poke bowl lunch game. It's simple. Choose what you want in your bowl, sit down, and a team of Slow Poke artisans will privately make your meal in the kitchen without you watching. Slow Poke understands and respects the Chipotle business model of moving down the line and picking what you want in your burrito. And while that process may work well for Mexican food and salads, for poke, it just doesn't feel right. Will your tuna and salmon chunks still be portioned with an ice cream scooper out of giant vats of fish? Yes. But will you watch it happen? Not anymore. Slow Poke waits just long enough after making your bowl to give the impression that each fish chunk was individually sliced from the fish itself. Feel confident in your poke lunch choice and skip the ice cream scoops full of fish. Offer code RAWHEAPS for 2 extra toppings free on your first visit.
The biggest thing I want to talk about that I've been wrestling with, I know that our audio engineer feels the same way. I do not like people can see who sees their stories. It feels like a real invasion of privacy. I don't want you to know that I looked at your story.
Right.
There are people that I don't follow, but I'll check in from time to time just to see their page. What are they up to? What's their hair looking like?
And you're saying you don't follow them I'm getting all tongue-tied. You're saying you don't follow them on Instagram. And then you go
officially.
To their... Right. Mm-hmm. But you go to their page, and then you will click on their story, and then they will be able to see that...
Well, I don't now that I know that they could see me.
I see.
But my issue is people that I do follow on Instagram, their stories come up, and I like to see what they're up to, sure. But they're going to know that I saw their story. To me, that feels like a certain level of intimacy that I'm not sure I'm comfortable with.
I guess I don't
share it with everybody.
I guess I understand and I'm confused at the same time.
Oh.
The reason they're posting it is because they want people to look at it.
But then they'll see, what if they see that I look at it?
That's maybe a question for you. What happens then?
Well, it's just an acknowledgement that I know that they exist.
That you care.
Maybe. What if they think, All I do is just look at your stories. I don't have a life of my own. But I do, and I'm perfectly fine in this new chapter of my life.
Oh, I didn't know you were.
I'm in the process of consciously uncoupling from my husband.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know you were.
Do you think it's interesting that no new major Instagram hashtags have taken hold? I mean, there's barely Flashback Friday anymore. There
right.
is Throwback Thursday.
Yep.
There is Latergram.
There's Woman Crush Wednesday.
Oh, that's true. That's still there. Man Crush
that's
Monday.
Still kind of, yeah.
But there's not the same level of...
Well, this is another thing with the oversaturation of the actual app is that people are going just for followers. They're not going for cleverness or, you know, so they're, if I see another hashtag pick of the day, hashtag cats of Instagram, whatever.
Wow.
In an
you
effort
just...
to get more followers.
You read my mind. Really... I was going to ask you, sometimes people, especially those accounts where they're trying to actively seek more followers, they'll write their little caption, then they'll have those three dots on the left that I don't know
how to
how
do
you
that
get
either.
Those.
Yep.
I'm envious because I wouldn't mind just knowing how to do it.
Right.
And then they have 1,000 hashtags. Let's say it's your friend Becky with the three-legged Pomeranian.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Pomeranians, hashtag foster dogs, hashtag dogs of Instagram, hashtag Pomeranians of Instagram. So many hashtags. It feels
thirsty.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Speaking of thirst, are mimosas still your favorite go-to brunch drink, would you say? Or do you switch sometimes to Bloody Marys?
You know, it's funny. In the winter, it is strictly seasonal. I can't even dream about drinking a mimosa in these winter months.
And
There is something about the warmth and spiciness of a perfectly made Bloody Mary. I'm a big horseradish guy.
Yes. And that sauce with a W that I get very uncomfortable saying.
Yes. Worcester.
What?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire?
You're funny.
Have you been having many of your later hashtag latergram cocktails at your local bar that you described to us with the pop rocks?
Yes, with the pop rock rim.
Mm-hmm. I would still love to try one.
Yeah, you should. You should come out to my neighborhood. It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, sometime we can find a mutual night that we're both free.
Most nights.
Same.
Except for Thursdays when This Is Us is on, because I'm on my couch with my box of tissues just, having a cathartic experience, for real. Anyway, back to the cocktail.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The short answer is yes, I do. The only boomerang I do like is one where people are drinking cocktails. I'm being sarcastic. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right. Because for our listeners, your eyes did kind of cross and roll back in your head.
Sorry, yeah. Well, there's always... You know, people, I'm demonstrating. You can't really see on radio, unfortunately, but people. I mean, it's like, okay, it goes hand in hand with a snow picture or a Christmas tree picture. It's like, are you an adult? Mm. Are you having a boozy drink?
Yeah. Do you need one at the end of your day? Because you have deep questions that go unanswered that you can't possibly understand.
Yeah.
I think boomerangs are utilized by certain women of a certain age. Like, oh, look how cute I am. Sometimes in their bathing suits.
Right. And then in winter gear in these months
with
a big scarf.
Oh, my fur hood.
My cute knit hat.
That being said, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Post a boomerang of yourself?
If I look attractive enough, because it's hard when you don't get that at home.
I might be overstepping here, but I can't imagine a day that you don't walk out of your house and look absolutely ravishing.
Another thing you can't see in radio is I'm blushing.
Support for This Podcast is brought to you by Support for This Podcast. That's right, us. Emily, Amy, Lauren, Becca, and Ben, Michael, Sam, Matt, Mark. We love producing the show for all of our tens of listeners, and as far as our analytics tell us, you love the show too. Except for you, Joanne Zill, based on your iTunes review, but that's cool, no hard feelings. Here's the thing, though. In order for us to continue to give you this premium content you crave in your life, we need to start making a little cheddar in order to produce season 3. Our past guests have been so awesome and have pretended to enjoy being a part of this for free, but it's really time we start paying these people for their time and skills. That's why we're sounding the siren to the actual companies we've lovingly skewered to climb aboard and advertise on season 3. We're talking to you, Blue Apron, Squarespace, Casper, Audible, Third Love, and the like. Even you, Rocket Mortgage, we'll take you too. Contact us at supportforthispodcast@gmail.com. That's SPPT for this podcast at gmail.com, because Gmail won't let you write the word support as part of your email address. Send us an email and inquire about how you can help support Support for This Podcast. Supporting Support for This Podcast, a worthy venture worth supporting.
Have you heard from the other Phil Collins?
Yes.
Yeah?
I actually have, yes. Oh, well, just a couple weeks ago. I took a risk a couple weeks ago, and I sat down at my computer, and I thought to myself, if I were Phil Collins, what would I need to hear right now? Mm. What might quiet my tumultuous mind? Mm. And I sent a response. I started. I said, "Hey, bud."
Oh, okay.
It's me, Spencer Temple. I don't know if you remember, but you, a couple years ago, you sent me this kind of incendiary email about the hashtag Latergram. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know that my intention was to bring joy and cleverness to the lives of people who are on their phones.
And clarity,
I might add. Yes, yes, and honesty, mm-hmm, God forbid.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Trump's America.
This day and age.
Yeah. And I hope you understand. And he responded almost immediately. You know, it reminds me of this sculpture I saw when I was at Burning Man.
You went to Burning Man?
Yeah, just a couple times, once or twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
When?
2012, 2013, 2014.
Mm. Now you mentioned that you don't have a TV, you don't watch network television. Mm-hmm. What do you do in your free time when you're not Instagramming right now? What's really catching your fancy?
As I mentioned, I was my political needle points that I've been starting to gift to people.
Please speak more on that.
You wake up in the morning, the first thing you reach for is your phone, and I started to hate that about myself, and so I started to try to redirect that. So I wanted to start redirecting the energy, and needlepoint seemed to be, there was a craft store in my neighborhood, and I kind of popped in, and they informed me that there was a night for men to craft, and so I started to go to these Wednesday nights at this craft store in my neighborhood, and one of the evenings that they were doing was needlepoint, and so I kind of picked up needlepoint, and because of the current political climate, I said, wouldn't this be a wonderful way to re channel phone energy, creative energy, and wanting to say something energy into this medium of needlepoint. So I started to make these gifts for people, whether they want them or not.
Well, I can't imagine not wanting one.
I'll make you one.
I'd love to have one. What are they? Do you cover pillows? Are they in frames?
They're either. Really, they're kind of made to order right now, so I do both.
Are you on Etsy?
No, I'm going through this phase right now where I'm not really believing in myself a lot. So,
oh my gosh,
I couldn't even think, to have enough confidence to make in my own Etsy page. But
that's
maybe
wild.
That's coming down the line. Yeah, it's. I'm in a weird place right now myself.
As I see you, as I look at you.
Yeah, same. Same.
So you're not on Etsy, but you do make them, and they're made to order. If you have a friend who says, "Hey, I'd love."
Most of the time, honestly, my friends don't ask for them, and sometimes,
I'll just made to order by yourself. You are the person who dictates to. Yes, exactly.
I make the orders, and then I fill the orders, and then if it's a birthday or a promotion or something like that, I will make.
Can you describe your favorite needlepoint that you've made, your favorite political needlepoint?
Yes. A friend of mine that just came out of the closet, my friend.
Brava.
Yeah, she's been experimenting for years, and she finally came out. And so I made her this needlepoint that has a red triangle, upside down triangle. It just says queer as fuck. And she loves it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's funny. A friend of mine is in this band and is playing later on this week. I didn't.
Oh.
If you're free.
Popular music?
Yeah. If you're free.
I haven't listened to popular music since 1996.
You should come. A group of us are going to go, and it just could be kind of like a fun night if you're up for it.
That sounds lovely.
It's a group hang, so
Oh, right. No, of course.
Yeah.
I'm still technically married, so.
No, I wasn't. I was inviting you as a friend.
Just as friends.
Yeah.
I was inviting you as a friend. Friendship for the win.
Yeah.
Well, Spencer, thank you so much for being here. It's been so lovely to catch up, see what you're up to. I still don't know what your actual full-time job is, but you know what? It doesn't matter. None of that matters. What we got to today is the core of who you are, and your vulnerability and openness and sharing that with us today, just like last year, it just proves why you're in our top six most listened to episodes.
That's very kind. Thank
you. Of season one.
I don't know why you needed to say it like that.
I was just clarifying.
Well, now it sounds like I'm not going to, I mean, I don't want to be confrontational, but now it sounds like I'm not going to be, you know, it sounds like a qualifier.
We don't even have the statistics yet for season two. That's the only reason I said that. And I'm
no, it
I'm
makes sense.
So sorry.
I think the point, like what I'm trying to say is like, it makes sense what you said.
So do you not, can we still go to that group?
Sure. We'll be in touch.
Concert.
We'll be in touch later this week.
Okay. Thank you again. Thank you.
Thanks.
After our interview, I did go on the group hangout that Spencer so kindly suggested. Without getting into the details, I've come to the realization that I'm not in the right headspace to fully put myself out there yet. Who knows? Maybe there will be a time and place for a shared Mexican sandwich in our future. But for now, I'm gonna work on myself. That's all for season two of support for this podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at SPPT for this pod. Check out our website at supportforthispodcast.com or send us an email at sppt4thispodcast@gmail.com. Confusing enough? I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca. Thanks for listening. And as always, for supporting Support for This Podcast.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.